Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue this focus on immeasurably more and seeing the immeasurably more that God has done in us and through us and for us, and the immeasurably more that He wants to do in our life. And I'm going to break that down throughout the week. Today we're going to talk about more compassion to forgive. And our theme, overall theme for the week will be that immeasurably more compassion. And what does it look like to live with a greater level of compassion? We talked yesterday in a message about that idea of suffering with someone, not in order to expand a pity party, but in order to simply be with them and help them through whatever the suffering is. It's the type of suffering that Jesus did on earth for our benefit. And as He went to the cross, and throughout the New Testament, as the Gospel specifically, you'll see that Jesus would observe people, and it would state that He had compassion on them. He could feel their pain. He understood the suffering, and it motivated Him to do something. And He would have compassion on them, and so He would feed them. He would have compassion on them, and so He would heal their sick. He would have compassion on them, and so He would teach them. And all of that was motivated by a recognition that they were suffering. And He joined their suffering in order to help them. And the compassion that God wants us to live with is a compassion that understands the suffering of others and has the desire to be with them in order to help. And today we're going to talk about more compassion to forgive. Psalm 51, verse 1, says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions." Now, as often is the case in so many of these topics that we've discussed and prayed about, we like the idea of it from the side of God having compassion on us, God extending greater forgiveness. The struggle that we have at times is our living with a similar style of compassion that forgives others. And so when the psalmist writes and cries out to God to forgive according to His mercy, according to God's compassion, we identify with that. We know, or at least we ought to know, that we need that level of compassion, that level of mercy from God. And that the forgiveness that we seek, the forgiveness that we need in order to live, is not going to be something we earn or can deserve. It requires God's grace, that unmerited gift, that mercy, that compassion. And it's because of His compassion, it's because of His recognition of the suffering that we are in the midst of, caused by sin, that God has been willing to blot out our transgressions, to forgive fully. But the lesson for us today is those who have laid hold of this promise of God, it's not that we forget that. It's not that we no longer need that. God's compassion, His mercies, the Psalmist says that his mercies are new every day, every morning. Why? Because we need them every morning. We need them every day. But the real heart of what God wants us to do about it is to live with that same measure of compassion. That we would have more compassion on those around us who are suffering. And a result of that compassion would be to forgive them. Talked a little bit yesterday. Sometimes we find ourselves suffering because of, well, bad choices we've made. We've kind of brought it on ourselves. We often don't like to admit that, but that happens. There are times that we find ourselves suffering through no fault of our own. We've got caught up in circumstances, or life came at us in a way that we were unprepared for. Or sickness, disease took over. And the common denominator in all of that is we need help. We need someone that is willing to sit with us without condemning in order to understand the help that we need. And that was one of those roles of Jesus as he came to earth and was called Emmanuel, God with us. The Bible says that Jesus could identify with us even in our temptations, even though he was without sin. And when we begin to live with this greater level of compassion, we begin to have a greater understanding. An understanding of forgiveness. Oftentimes, the forgiveness that others need from us is a result of the suffering that they're experiencing that may or may not be related to us. The old adage of the guy that comes home from work and yells at his wife and kicks the dog and punishes the children, and they're all thinking, what in the world did we do? And the truth is, they didn't do anything. He just had a bad day at work. Doesn't make it right. It doesn't excuse it. But it's that illustration of when we are suffering, our responses to others aren't always what they ought to be. And compassion says we're sitting with one another to the point that we recognize not only the suffering that they're experiencing, but we're recognizing the forgiveness that needs to be extended. You see, the Bible, Jesus tells a story of a man who had a great debt with absolutely no way to pay it back. And as he was about to be thrown in prison, he pleads for mercy, for forgiveness, for compassion from his master. And that compassion is evident as the master forgives the debt. And the one that had owed so much went out and found someone who owed him a small amount and chose to mistreat this man, to have him punished until he could pay back the debt. And when the master discovered this, he was furious. He said, "Have I not forgiven you so much? Why would you turn around to a fellow human being and treat them with such indifference?" And the point Jesus was making is the point for us today. We have been forgiven a great debt, a debt we could never repay. And God's desire is that we would live with the compassion that forgives others just as we have been forgiven. Not because they always deserve it, but because of God's goodness and because of the compassion that He fills us with. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Because of Your love, You have shown us a compassion like no other. A compassion that has suffered with us. A compassion that understands the pain that we go through. A compassion that forgives. Knowing that without forgiveness, we have no hope. We will be eternally lost. And as Jesus came to earth and lived and walked among us and understood the sufferings that we experience, we understand the compassion of His love. Because He found a way by going to the cross and paying our penalty. And so God, as we live today, may You help us to not only understand and accept that compassionate forgiveness, but to live with it. May our willingness to sit with others, to listen, to grow in understanding, help us to have a compassion that is willing to forgive. Father, fill us with a greater awareness, not simply of the hurt that others have caused, but of the hurt that they have experienced. Father, as we live life and we recognize not simply the residual effects of pain and suffering, but the collateral damage that it causes. May we grow with a greater compassion. May we be filled with the compassion that leads us to forgive. And Father, sometimes that forgiveness needs to begin with forgiving ourselves. May the compassion that You have expressed towards us, may it dwell within us in such a way that as we experience Your forgiveness, may we forgive ourselves for the things that we sometimes hold on to and beat ourselves up over. Not that that excuses us from our responsibilities to make things right and to be restored and to repent. But God, even in those times where we do those things, there's still some guilt that the enemy wants to saddle us with that isn't ours to carry. And so God, as we experience Your compassion, as we live with that compassion, as we express that compassion to others, may it grow in our life so we have a greater level of forgiveness that's extended to those who have wronged us. Father, may we live representing Your compassion. And as we represent the compassion expressed through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, may we continually lift Him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.